and always streaming on the Civic Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. 2 weeks and a day until voters go to the polls to choose the next president, and the candidates have been busy trying to win over undecideds in a key battleground state. Correspondent Jared Hill has our top story.
Former President Donald Trump donned an apron at a McDonald's in Bucks County, Pennsylvania over the weekend, serving fries to pre-selected supporters and pushing without evidence claims that Vice President Kamala Harris didn't work at the fast food chain while in college, as she said she did.
She never worked at McDonald's.
Harris will kick off a three-state blitz starting in Pennsylvania. She landed there yesterday after spending her 60th birthday at two churches in Georgia.
What kind of country do we want to live in? A country of chaos, fear, and hate? Or a country of freedom and compassion.
Developing news from Texas, where four people, including a child, were killed when a helicopter crashed into a radio tower near downtown Houston. This man was nearby.
I didn't know if it was a chemical explosion or if there was, I didn't know what had happened. So my immediate thought was just to honestly get in my car and evacuate.
A Houston council member says it was a private touring helicopter. The FAA and the NTSB are investigating. Officials in Georgia want more information on part of a dock that gave way south of Savannah, killing seven people. CBS's Christian Benavides is on Sapelo Island.
Investigators are looking into what caused this gangway to fail during a cultural celebration, plunging at least 20 people into the murky water.
The initial findings show a catastrophic failure of the gangway.
The collapse happened during a festival celebrating the island's Gullah Geechee community, descendants of enslaved West African people.
In Ukraine today, Secretary of Defense Austin making an unannounced visit to Kyiv to bolster support for Ukrainian forces who've been losing ground to Russian troops. Austin also announced the U.S. anti-missile defense system sent to Israel is now in place. It comes as the U.S. investigates the leak of top-secret documents describing Israel's plans for a retaliatory strike on Iran. The Dodgers have done it.
There's a bouncing ball to second. Taylor's got it. Los Angeles is alive, and they're headed to the World Series.
L.A. beating the Mets 10-5 in Game 6 of the NLCS on Fox to win their record 25th National League pennant. Shortstop Tommy Edman named series MVP.
With this team, we got so many guys who have the experience and just, you know, play the game really cool, calm and collected, and kind of rubs off on everybody else.
Dodgers play the Yanks in Game 1 Friday in L.A. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
We'll be right back. caught you by. She said he's kicked me out from the back seat over here. Hair rolling down like rain come across the sky. One of these days I'm gonna learn to apologize. Now I'm eating the words like a zany and cockatoo, 'cause I keep the song like a sailor onto the moon. Where the puppet is, listen to my lazy tune. Just 1 second to stop from the time.
Double dip the People Brothers Band. Why do you ask? Well, Backsync Radio and the After Hours listeners, I just heard the Ice Dance lineup has been announced. It's going to be happening this January 30th through the 1st. And yes, the People Brothers Band will be there. So we'll celebrate a bunch of acts tonight during Backsync Radio After Hours show. And I'll be sure to point them out as we step through all the local music goodness that you're going to hear right here on Backsync Radio. You can also follow along at backsyncradio.com for all the latest information out there on the local acts and the local bands all over the state of Wisconsin. But before we get into all of that New Year's action, we got to go back to Halloween because it's just around the corner. And Halloween is happening at the Lazy Elf Lounge in Madison, Saturday, October 26th, with live music from Honeyshot, music specials, costume contests with first place prize of $400. More information is out there at LazyElfLounge.com. So what's next in the After Hours? More Ice Dance, of course. Chicken Wire Empire now on Backsync Radio. We are local music.
Out of town, Lordy, in the low-down rain. Watching good time, Charlie Friends is driving me insane. And up on shady Charlotte Street, both green lights look red. Wish I was back home on the farm, Lordy, in my feathered bed. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself a picker friend who read yesterday's news, folded up page 21 and I stuck it in my shoe. They gave me a nickel to the poor, my good deed for the day. Folded up my old billfold and threw it far away.
I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. Myself some guitar strings, the old black diamond brand. Strung up this old Martin box, and I'll go and join a band. Now, yes, I'm gonna stay right here and pick and sing a while. Try and make me a little change as I get some folks to smile. And I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair to see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. I got myself a rocking chair, see if I could lose these thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues. These thin dime, hard time, head on Church Street blues.
Make things safe.
Those are the Mantown Mannish Boys tonight at Whiskey Row Saloon. I know you're on your way home from that show right now by now, but it's okay. You can catch them again at Lake Mill on November 9th. And when you're going from town to town supporting that Wisconsin local sound, make sure that you listen to your favorite Civic Media radio station on that Civic Media app. There's so many features, and one of them is sending an email or even a text. Earlier, Rocker forwarded one to me. It said, can we hear some cruising around tonight? MagSync Radio in the prime time was full, but we can take care of it here in the after hours. We are local music. Requested things, yep, we can handle it in the after hours of Max Inc. Radio. Next up is Old Soul Society, and then a quick break right here on the Civic Media Radio Network.
white tie. I've heard a thousand words, I've heard a thousand lies. Yeah. In my life, I've watched the world burn, I've seen it turn your eyes. Yeah. In my eyes, I'll hold an old man's tear, I've seen the babies cry. But now I realize I'm able to make it soon. I pray it every night. But you hold me, release me. You just tell me everything's just fine. But you shove me and deceive me. Sit and shake all through the night. You love me, believe me. You just tell me everything's just fine. As you hold me, release me. God, I've gotta make it through this night.
Who knew that Wisconsin sounded so good? It's Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
Visit Full Mile Beer Company and Kitchen in downtown Sun Prairie today. Join the Mug Club and get great perks like your own Full Mile mug and dollar off pours. 132 Market Street in downtown Sun Prairie. See the full menu and join the Mug Club at FullMileBeerCompany.com. Noah's Ark Pet Center is a little store on Madison's north side with a lot of character, where employees really get to know you and your pet's needs. But the best part? The kittens roaming the store. It's cat therapy every day at Noah's Ark Pet Center. Ask about feline adoption services, too. It's Noah's Ark Pet Supplies, Pet Grooming, and Pet Food Center, 1289 North Sherman Avenue in Madison, or online at noahsarkpetcenter.net. A health food store for your pets.
People have always trusted a compass. Now it's your turn. Hi, I'm with the Aaron Weber Group. And yes, I got a compass in my hand.
Hi, matey. A compass guides me to treasure.
I'm Magellan, and a compass got me around the world.
Aye, 'tis true.
Throughout history, a compass has been trusted to lead the way. Now, let the Aaron Weber Group and Compass, the number one real estate brokerage in the country, guide you home. The Aaron Weber Group. Powered by Compass at MoveToMadison.com.
Our real estate riches await.
Are you hungry? Let's get a tomato pie from Salvatore's Tomato Pies. Livingston Street in Madison, Monona Drive, and Main Street, Sun Prairie. There's pizza, then there's Sal's. Order your tomato pie now at Salvatore'sTomatoPies.com.
Tons of glass artists share the same passion for eye-catching art as Ignite Glass and Gifts, so we're showcasing their work alongside our talented local artists and our in-house Ignite artists. The latest techniques, the hottest colors, and mind-blowing designs are here for you to enjoy. Madison's favorite for glass, gifts, and vape, Ignite Glass and Gifts. Monona Drive, Williamson Street, and Odana Road. Plus, IgniteGlassandGifts.com. Do your eyes a favor and see this stuff.
You are listening to local music from Wisconsin. This is Mag Zinc Radio. We are local music.
for today.
Now don't
and start living for today.
Back from break with another band that you can hear at Ice Dance in Appleton on January 30th through February 1st. Local sounds this half hour are brought to you by Ignite Glass and Gifts, locally hand-blown glass, three locations in Madison. Shop online at igniteglassandgifts.com. Local music is what we do, and we do it with Dogs of War. You're listening to Mag Sync Radio in the after hours. We are local music. Welcome to Wisconsin's local music scene. This is Mag Sync Radio. We are local music.
One, two, three, four.
Mm-hmm.
That's going to do it for me. See you at Ice Dance in Appleton this January. Keep the local music right there in your pocket by subscribing to the podcast or hear it anytime at maxincradio.com. See you next week, everybody.
local, listen local. This is Max Inc. Radio. We are local music.
Victor deployed for the first time to Afghanistan in 2003. At 4 in the morning, my phone rang. They said, "I regret to inform you that your husband was wounded in action." Victor sustained a moderate traumatic brain injury. I was doing school full time, and I was also then caring for Victor. One of the most important elements of caregiving is taking care of yourself. I just didn't want to forget that I also had goals and that I also had a life. What I did is I challenged Victor to meet me halfway. There are almost 6 million military and veteran caregivers across the nation. We have our own journey, and we can fulfill that journey at the same time that we are helping our loved one.
Visit AARP.org/caregiving for a free military veteran's guide to navigate your caregiving journey and better care for your loved one and yourself. Brought to you by AARP and the Ad Council.
This is locally grown radio. WFHR 1320 AM. W248 DE Wisconsin Rapids. And always streaming on the Civic Media app.